The likelihood of a nationwide rail strike in November just went up. Yesterday, the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, or BRS, voted against a tentative contract brokered by the White House last month, and it's the second union to do so. Seth Kaplan is here in Now's transportation analyst, and he's with us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Celeste.
So BRS represents 6,000 workers, and as we mentioned, it is the second union to vote against a contract that was hammered out between the railroads and the Biden administration. Why is the union against this?
Well, it has to do with things like vacation policies. So, right, these are signalmen. That, of course, is an old term. They're women nowadays. Like a lot of things in the railroad industry goes back a long time. And other unions, too, when they got down to the details, it wasn't so much about pay rates per se, but about other kinds of consideration. The first union that rejected the deal was concerned about per diem pay, for example, when people are away from home. And so now, yes, two of about a dozen unions who all have to approve things to ultimately avoid a strike.
So White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke to reporters yesterday, and she said the goal is to avoid a strike.
As the president has said for months, any shutdown would be completely unacceptable. It is the responsibility of the parties involved to resolve this issue, and any idea that kicking this to Congress will result in a quick or favorable outcome is deeply misguided. That is our view from here.
So tell me about the bind the White House is in here. On one hand, obviously the White House doesn't want a supply chain meltdown, especially right before the holidays, especially at this point. On the other hand, a Democratic president needs to at least appear to be pro-worker.
That's a good point. And just the fact that they're involved tells you how important this is. Also tells you how regulated this industry is. There's something called the Railway Labor Act, which governs railroads. And so it's a little bit different from labor industries, from labor relations, rather, Celeste, and other industries. But yeah, on one hand, labor, a big constituency. On the other hand, all kinds of consumers and shippers in every congressional district, Democrat as well as Republican, who would suffer because of a strike. So you're right, a tough balancing act here.
So there is a November 19th deadline before a possible strike. Obviously, if that happened, it would be devastating for supply chains and probably for the economy. So what happens between now and that deadline?
Well, first, it's important to remember that November 19th is when a strike could happen. It's not that they're required to strike if they haven't all come to an agreement by then. So union leaders could say, look, we're close. Let's wait. There is that possibility you heard there in the audio clip a minute ago from the White House of Congress stepping in. But there are also ongoing negotiations. Union Pacific, for example, said in its recent quarterly earnings call that that first union that had rejected the deal, they're already working with them to try to tweak things and maybe get them to where they feel like they can approve it. But the big question now, you've got two giant unions, much bigger than the rest of them, of conductors and engineers. Their votes are due November 17th. Now, if they reject those deals, then Celeste, the likelihood of a strike grows even more than if you just have a couple of, let's say, the smaller unions on the outside.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seth Kaplan is here and now as a transportation analyst. Seth, as always, thank you so much.
You got it, Celeste. Thank you.